It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session for people deconstructing from their faith. My name is Jeremy West. I'm your host, and today we're addressing a deeply emotional topic that many people face during their deconstruction journey, the lingering fear of hell. Even after we've left a faith tradition intellectually, that fear can stay rooted in our minds. For many, it's one of the hardest parts of leaving religion. Today, we'll explore why this fear persists and how mindfulness can help us let go of it. The fear of hell is not just a belief, it's a psychological imprint. For years, you may have been taught that hell is real and eternal, and that any doubt or deviation could result in eternal punishment. This type of teaching creates what psychologists call cognitive distortions. These are patterns of thinking that skew our perception of reality. The fear of hell often ties into catastrophizing, which is believing the worst possible outcome, eternal damnation, will happen if we're wrong. Black and white thinking, which is seeing life as all or nothing, either you're saved or you're condemned. And conditioned fear responses. Over time, we associate doubt or questioning with feelings of fear, guilt, or shame. These distortions don't disappear just because we've decided to leave a faith tradition. They're ingrained through repetition and emotional reinforcement. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for addressing the fear of hell because it helps us observe our thoughts and emotions without getting caught up in them. Here's a simple truth. Fear is a natural part of being human, but it doesn't have to control us. The first thing to do is to acknowledge the fear. And acknowledge it without judgment. Say to yourself, I'm feeling afraid right now. That's a powerful act of self-compassion. Here's a mindfulness practice to try. Sit quietly and focus on your breath. When the fear arises, notice where you feel it in your body. Is it a tightness in your chest? A knot in your stomach? Name the emotion. This is fear. And then remind yourself, this fear is not who I am. It's a conditioned response. By naming the fear and observing it, you create space between yourself and the emotion. And then you can challenge the fear. So just gently challenge it using curiosity. Ask yourself, where did this fear come from? What evidence supports or contradicts the belief in hell? How has this fear influenced my life, and what would life look like without it? This process isn't about finding definitive answers. It's about loosening the grip fear has on your mind. Then instead of seeing hell as a looming threat, consider it as a story created by humans to explain the unknown and to enforce compliance. Reflect on these questions. Does this story serve my current values and understanding of the world? Can I hold space for the mystery of life without needing to fear punishment? Remember, fear-based beliefs often keep us stuck. By questioning the narrative, we open ourselves to new ways of thinking and living. The fear of hell thrives on repetition. To counteract it, we need to create new associations through mindful practices. So as I often say, practice gratitude. Each day, write down three things you're grateful for. Gratitude rewires your brain to focus on the positive. And I do a gratitude meditation every single day. And I've put a guided gratitude meditation up. If you go to jeremywest.net and click on guided meditations, or I think it's now again guided meditations, you'll find gratitude there as one of them. Ground yourself in the present. Use mindfulness techniques like deep breathing or the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding exercise. Cultivate compassion. Remind yourself that you're not alone in this journey. Millions of people have wrestled with these fears and found peace on the other side. One of the hardest parts of leaving religion is learning to live with uncertainty. But uncertainty isn't something to fear. It's a natural part of life. Mindfulness teaches us to sit with the unknown, finding peace in the present moment instead of chasing certainty. Here's a mantra to practice. I don't need to know. I am safe in the here and now. Repeat this whenever fear arises. I remember struggling with the fear of hell during my own deconstruction. Even after I'd intellectually rejected the idea, those old feelings would creep in late at night. One day during a meditation session, I focused on my breath and repeated the mantra, I am here now. This moment is enough. Over time, those fears lost their intensity. They didn't disappear overnight, but mindfulness helped me reclaim my peace one breath at a time. If this resonates with you, you might make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I hold space for my fears and meet them with compassion even more? For more on setting daily intentions, revisit episode 59 of It's Now Again. The fear of hell is a powerful remnant of religious indoctrination, but it doesn't have to define you. Through mindfulness, curiosity, and self-compassion, you can untangle yourself from fear and step into a life of peace and freedom. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net, where you can also find out about my group and one-on-one mindfulness coaching. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.